So I am going to continue the conversation I started with children about following Jesus. This was Jesus' invitation for this man, the wealthy man. Jesus said, come, follow me. Be part of my new community, my realm, which is also the consistent invitation of Jesus in the everyday. Jesus wants his followers, and Jesus wants us to follow him. And, you know, as Christians in the church, who is coming to the church every Sunday, some of us heard about the gospel message from our parents. Some of us go back and come to the church, and we forget where our journey begins to follow Jesus. So our discipleship, it didn't start from our love to Jesus, but it started, it began the love because of the love, the invitation that Jesus presented to you and to me. And when we think about God and Jesus, we never think about God's need for us, God's neediness, Jesus' neediness to have followers. But in the gospel, in our reading this morning, Jesus was in need of this person, this man. I need you. He was in love with him. I want you to follow me. So that need causes our journey to discipleship. Jesus needs you and me, those who can proclaim, live, demonstrate a new way of being family, community in this world. In the era of Jesus' ministry, there was a different way of being kingdom, empire, family, or community. How many children do you have? How many wives do you have? How many slaves do you hold? How many land you have? How much hectare of land you have? That was the capital, the class, the individual way of society and community was completely different from Jesus' message and approach to community and society. People as a proud citizen to be part of community and society, they made their own class, a status based on power, possession, and wealth. The class and the status quo of Jesus' time and the possibility of having a community depend on how much you own, how much money you have, how much one collects, not only collects, consumes, make you part of society. You have a community assures that you have power. You made a capital so that you can pay for people. You can invite people. You can control people. You can make others to follow you. But our Jesus came with a different way of being human, with a different way of being a community, with a different way of being a family. Jesus, he didn't come with class. He didn't come with power. Jesus, he didn't come with wealth. But Jesus came as a teacher. He came as a teacher, as a new teacher, teaching people, I want you to be community in a different way. I want you to be family in a different way. Jesus' way of being community, it does not require consumption, capital, class, differences. It doesn't require even silencing women and children, favoring men over women for divorce. In the readings we read today in the gospel reading, if you read the whole gospel and even the story in the previous chapter, there was conversation about divorce. Who can divorce? Who has power? So in that society, men can divorce their wives, but women, they didn't have power to do that. But what Jesus presented was not approving divorce, but what he was saying was men and women, they have power to do that if there is adultery. They have power. And the next conversation was about children. Children were silenced. Their spirituality was silenced. They were not able to speak in the church, in society, in community. But in that conversation, Jesus brought children to the center of the conversation, saying, do you want to enter to my family, that the family I presented? You need to be like this child. So his teaching philosophy was completely from the philosophy of the people, the empire, the Greek or Roman empire, that Jesus and most of the people that who were following Jesus were part. So Jesus' leadership differs because it emerged from Jesus' need for followers. So we are living in the same era. We are living in the era where the possibility of being family, the possibility of creating a community is interpreted through the ethics of prosperity. If you have capital, if you are able to consume, you can have a family. You can have a community. If you don't have power, wealth, you cannot be part of the society and the community. So, but Jesus' invitation today for you and for me to follow Jesus is to disrupt this consuming way of being family. Jesus is inviting us to be disciples, to disrupt a capitalist way of a collecting and a consuming way of being community and society. As disciples, we are invited by Jesus to follow Jesus, to be disciples, not because of our own capacity or our own ability to keep the commandments. That's what the wealthy man said. Jesus, I like your philosophy. In some ways, your way of being a community, family resonates with me, and I want to join you. But Jesus said, yes, I like you, and even I loved you. But Jesus asked, but I want more from you. That more is, I want you to believe and to follow me and do that. The reason that you are living in this world is for the sake of the other. That makes church a different community. That makes us disciples in this world as people who are invited and saved by God, not to collect, not to consume, but to show the world that we are here in this world for the sake of the other. That is our new way of being a community in this world. In the era of prosperity, possession, having much, you know, destroying others for the sake of us to be rich, destroying others for the sake of having more identity, wealth, and power, we preach. We live in the world saying that we are the followers of this teacher called Jesus, who came to the world of wealth and power and class and status and destroyed that by being human, by preferring a different way of creating a community and a family. And when we talk about, discuss about the reign of God, the kingdom of God, most of the time we think the reign of God, the kingdom of God is kingdom and power. And we still interpret the kingdom of God through the assumption we have creating a community is about power. But that is not the realm Jesus brought. The Greek word for basileia is not like the literal translation as kingdom. It is community, it's realm. It is God's realm in the world. It is God's new family in the world. And this new family, this family and community makes, we are different. We are living in a different way in this world because we are living for the sake of the other. But most of the time, our journey for discipleship is compromised, thinking that, you know, being a Christian is in the same way, you know, making more for us. So we need to ask this question today as a family of God, as a family of church, as a community. Why are we here? Not individually. Discipleship is not an individual journey. As Dietrich Bonhoeffer said, discipleship is not an individual salvation. Being the follower of Jesus is not my salvation. That is an individual way of being human. We are saved as a community. So what's our ethics as a community? It is a communal salvation. We are saved as a community. We have now a new way of being human. We are brothers and sisters. We are invited by the Savior to follow him, disrupting the power, the class, and the wealth that's making us, dividing us. God is creating this new realm in this world, showing that living this way is possible. Bringing God's passion, God's heart in this world is possible. But our discipleship is interpreted individually. I am saved. I'm okay. I can live for myself. But that is not discipleship. Discipleship is a journey of a community. It's a life together. How are we living our life together? It's not my salvation. It is our salvation. Our life together in the world. How are we making others feel? Because we are community. Because we are family. The wealthy man who started following Jesus, he was sad and disappointed and he left Jesus, even though Jesus said, I really, really loved you. I really want you to follow me. The reason that he left was because he was wealthy. It was hard for him to leave what he has for the sake of the other. So today, the Holy Spirit is inviting all of us as the disciples of Jesus Christ to recall, to remember why we are following Jesus. Discipleship is not an individual journey. It's a journey of a community. It's our identity as a family. And even we, as a Christian, most of the time, we forget discipleship is for God's creation, right? So we consume and we destroy God's creation. We're not thinking about global warming, what's happening in creation, what's happening in the world, because again, what we think is just for us, for humans. We're not thinking about animals. We are not thinking about the land. We're not thinking about the trees. We're not thinking about the oceans. But discipleship, following Jesus, is beyond a human community. It's an ecological reality. God reconciles God's self with humans and God's creation. So being a disciple of Jesus is not just for humans, but being an eco-friendly community and society who feels connected not only in one another, but with creation. So that is the life together that Jesus is inviting you and me to be and live in this world now and today. So I'm here today reminding you that you are saved. You are loved. I am saved not because I keep the commandments, you keep the commandments, not because you are enough, I am enough. No. As Lutherans, we say a big no to that. We can't do that. We can't be saved because of our ability to do something for God. The only way we are saved, not cheap grace, but a grace that requires God to leave God's self and enter into the world and be you and me, is love. Love that wealth, power, class, status cannot buy. Impossible. That's what Jesus said. It is impossible for humans to be saved, but it becomes possible because of God's love. How can this man be saved then? Yes, it is impossible for you and for me to be loved, to be saved. But it is true. It is possible because of God's love. But brothers and sisters and this congregation, I'm inviting you to think as a loved person, as a saved person. It is not an individual salvation. It's not a capital that makes us free to live our life in the world. But this life, this sacrifice requires you and me to live for the sake of the other. It's an invitation from God to pass, to transcend these worldly differences and show to the world that we are saved in this way, in a way that no one is, in a way it's impossible. We are loved. So God is calling us to show that as disciples, as learners. Being a disciple is, as a teacher for me, it's so important because I am always learning with my students. So being a disciple is to learn every day, to walk with Jesus, showing to the world we are saved for the sake of the other. We are saved for the sake of God's creation. So justice, reconciliation, what we are doing in the world are not something that are added on us, like as something that we don't know, but that's who we are. That is who we are. Loving the other is not a requirement that we struggle to be and to do. Really, as a saved person, by this so loving God, it is, that is what you are. That is what I am. That's why we are living in this world. Amen.